We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting two lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbana, we just learned that Elyon Avi told Rabbi Yosi a halacha: you're not allowed to go into a churva. Why can you go into a churva? Tanu Rabbana, Repnei Shloisha Dvar Einachnasim Mechurva. There are three reasons why you don't go into a house, a haunted house. One reason is Repnei Chshad. One reason is because there might be choshes you that there's a zayna there. You need a private place to be with the zayna. Number two, Pneama Pilus. It's dangerous. It's dangerous that it looks like an old house. It might come down on you. It might fall down on you. Or Pneama Mazikim. The third reason is that in these houses where no one lives, there are Mazikim, which are Shadim. They're like the Mazikim who could hurt them. So the Gemara is going to ask, that if you give me three reasons, it must be that there are times when only one reason applies, although two reasons don't apply. So the Gemara is going to go through all those reasons. When do you have one, and without the other two? So the Gemara first starts with Pnei Chshad. He's saying you're not going to go in there because of a Zayna. Why wouldn't you have the problem that it might fall down on you? And for the Gemara of Bechadati, we're talking about a new Churva. What does a new churva mean? So Rashi learns it means that one wall just fell down, but the rest of it looks brand new. So it must have been one wall was made bad, and that's where the wall came down, and that's why we're not worried about the other three walls. The Rashash learns it's the whole house is brand new. To me, it doesn't say the word. It's like a foreclosure. You know, you have a brand new house, the guy goes out of business, and it's like, no, there's grass growing there. That's the type of thing. It's a brand new house. Just no one lived there, then we got to know it was foreclosed.
That's, new house, if one wall fell down, I'm not so sure.
Right, yeah. But usually a brand new house, well, just one wall wasn't made as good. That Rashi sounds like it was a little bit of an old house, but only one wall fell down so far. So it's a new house, no problem about pilots. That's just only a problem of chshad. What happened to Mazikin? I'm taking them to Mazikin. Zok the Gemara, betray. There were two people went in together. When two people go together, you're not worried about Mazikin. Break the Gemara, betray. Chshad namilek. There's no chshad for Zayna either. Two people don't go in with a Zayna. Zok the Gemara, no, it's possible. Gemara's kasha was based on what we know by Yichud. There's no Yichud with two men. But there's a halacha that if the men are prutzim, that they're not, you know, good people, then it is possible to have chshad even by two people or yichud by two people. So the Gemara is asking, betray chshad namilek, is no chshad. Betray or pritzi, you're talking about prutzim, people who are not, don't keep any tznias or anything like that, they are prutzim, and therefore, even by two, there could be a chshad. So we're saying the case where you need chshad alone is, it's a new house, no chshad falling down, no mazikim, because two people. Now, Mar says, when's the gay? The reason my pilots, my pilots might fall down. But take them from chshad. What happened to chshad and mazikin? So, the Gemara talking about betray. It was two people of kashri. Two kashri people go in. No problem of mazikin because you have two, and no problem of chshad because they're both kashri people. So there, the only problem is it might fall down on you. When is the gay? The only the reason of play mazikin. When's the gay? That reason by itself. Take them from chshad and my pilots. What happened to the chshad and it falling down? So it's a new churba, it's no problem of falling down. Uvetrei, and there's two people, the kashri and the kashri, there's no chshad. Frank the Gemara, betray, if there's two people, mazikin amulek, there's no mazikin either. So Gemara answers, we're talking about in a place where they're very matsui, there's a lot of them, there's a lot of mazikim in this city or this area, and therefore even by two people you'll have a mazik. That's one teretz. But by the same, there's only one. And if there's only one, that's what is a mazikin. Uvechur v'charat, it's new, it's no apilus. What happened to the problem of chshad, the zayna? The koye bedabra, it's in the midbar. It's in the field, really. Dabra really means the field, besada, in the field. The hosam, mishum chshad leka. There's no chshad, no zayna is going out into the sada herself. The isha bedabra is shchicha. There's not shchiach to have an isha in the sada, out in the fields. Is mazikin because only one person, so that's what we have all three reasons separately. This case to have each reason by itself without the other reason. Tosfos speaks out, we spoke out before that maybe there's a chance by mazikin when it's very common, even by two. Tosfos speaks out that by a stam place, you don't assume there are regilim to have mazikim there, and therefore two help. We said before, we mentioned before, that there's mishmaris at night, mishmaris, which means when the malachim sing shira, and machlokes tanoim, how many mishmaris there are at night. Tanu Rabbanan, arba mishmaris, have a laila. There are four mishmaris in a night, divrei Rabbi. Rav Nosson, I'm a shalish. Rav Nosson says there are three mishmaris per night. Now, what's the makar for each tana? My time and Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says a three. What's in the card? The Chassid says in the pasuk, "Vayava gidoyno mei ish asher itoy b'kseh hamachna roish hashmura techayna." It's talking about a war there. He had 100 people with him, and it says he came to the kseh hamachna on the beginning of the middle mishmar. Tana ain't techayna. When it says the word techayna, means el sheyesh l'fanah v'la'achra. It means the middle. It means there's one before, one after. Now, if there's one before, one after, gotta mean there's only three. You only can have a middle one when you have three. If you have four, there's no middle one. Rabbi Meir, so for Rabbi, so what does Rabbi say? It's a good raya. It sounds like a good raya. It says Rosh Hashmura Techayna, in the middle one. It means there's three. So how can Rabbi say there's four? Rabbi, my Techayna, Techayna Achas Mina Techayna Shiv Techaynas. This is a different little gear. So my Techayna, Techayna Shiv Techaynas. It means the middle of the middle one, which is a little bit daichik. It means so the Rosh Hashmura speaks that means one of the middle ones. That's how you have to read it. One of the middle ones. Which means, according to Rebbe, it's four, so there's two middle ones. He came Rosh on one of the middle ones. So it got out of it a little bit, but it sounds like Shtuk of Rebbe, a riot to Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson, that's what Rav Nosson says back. Miksev Techoinesh of Techoinesh? Techoinesh, says Techoinesh, say Techoinesh of Techoinesh. My time at the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning? Why does Rebbe say there are three? There are four. My time at the Rebbe, there are four, not three. What's his makar? We have a makar for Rav Nosson who says Techayna. What's the makar for Rabbi? Rav Zerikam, Rav Ami, Rav Yishuv and Levi. Kosev Echad Eimer says by Dovin HaMelech. One pasuk says, Chatzois Laila Okum Lehoidos Lecha Al Mishpit Zekecha. I wake up Loch. Chatzois Laila Okum Lehoidos Loch Al Mishpit Zekecha. I wake up at Chatzois in order to praise you. Ya Hashem. That's what David says. I wake up at Chatzois to praise Hashem. Because of Echad Eimer, Kodmu Einai Hashmurais. My eyes, I wake up early before Ashmurais, before two Ashmurais. Lashon Rabbim. So how's it possible? Stickles theory. Wake up Chatzos and wake up before two Ashmurais? Okay, it's Rabbah Mishmurais of a Laila. The four Mishmurais a night, then it's a Gevaldik. You wake up Chatzos, which is before two Mishmurais. So it's a riot to Rabbi. Rav Nosson Sova like Rabbi Shua. Rav Nosson will answer a Pesukim like Rabbi Shua. The Tran. Rabbi Shua Eimer, the Melachim kings usually wake up 3 hours into the morning. Eimer, at Shalosh Shoyes, Kein Derech Melachim Lamei B'Shalosh Shoyes. And he's dumbing on that. That means is they start waking up beginning of the third hour. So it comes out, you add on 2 more hours till he's supposed to wake up. You figure out the 6 hours left of the night and 2 hours in the morning, altogether 8 hours, according to Rav Nosson, every mishmar is 4 hours. So it comes out, he's waking up early, 2 mishmaris. It's not mamish, the mishmar of the malachim, but 2 sets of 4 hours. Shkendarach malachim lama b'shalosh shoyes, shist the laila, 6 hours left in the night, with Tarti the Mama, 2 hours in the morning, Havu Shtei Mishmaris, altogether 2 Mishmaris. So we answer the Stira. He wakes up at Katzois, and he wakes up before 2 Mishmaris because of a king, he doesn't wake up at Leisa Shacha. He wakes up at the beginning of the third hour, which is altogether 6 hours, which is altogether 8 hours, which makes it 2 Mishmaris. Ravash Yomar, more simple. Ravash Yomar, Mishmara Paganai Mishmaras Karolei. He wakes up at Chatzos, it's still called before 2 Mishmaras. A Mishmar and a half is also called waking up before 2 Mishmaras. We're going to take a break for 2 lines to talk about something else, and we'll come back to David HaMelech soon. When you're sitting in front of a mace, you are not allowed to talk anything besides for things that are negeya the mace, which means it's kfura, his kfura, or things about the mace. Tzarchi ha-mace. Things that the dead person needs. Amar Rav Avrakana, that's not 100% true. Lo yamar el b'divrei Torah. You're only not allowed to talk learning in front of the mace. Why not? Because we have an idea later on, Daf Yud Ches, called Loyeg L'Rosh. You're not allowed to wear tzitzis or put on tefillin in front of a mace because he can't do mitzvahs anymore. You're making him feel bad. So you now talk Torah because you can't learn Torah anymore. Ava mil da alma, stam dvar matel, we let it talk, lesson was no problem. V'yikadam real rabba kana, I feel with the Torah, even the Torah you're not allowed to talk. But kolshke mil da alma, for sure, you're not allowed to talk about dvar matelim, and the reason is, you can't talk dvar matelim is, the Torah you can't talk loy l'rosh, which is a chiddush, even though it's mitzvah, you can't do that, but dvar matelim you can't talk in front of the mace, the Rishayim say tup shatim, either because you have to be talking about the kvura, or that the mace could hear what you're saying, and he'll feel bad if you're not talking about his tzrachim, and you're talking about stam shtosim. And Tosis brings down from the Rif that we paskin dafka the Torah, and dafka within 4 amas of the mace. you're not allowed to talk this. But out of four amas, you're allowed to talk Mil de Alma and even Divrei Torah. So Gemara, let's go back to David HaMelech now. Break the Gemara Kasha. The David Vafag Laila Havakoi. Did David wake up only by Chatzos? Only by Chatzos? More David Koi. He woke up already beginning of the evening. Nechsev Kadamti Benesha Vishaveya. I woke up by the night and literally means David. Umay the high Neshef Urta Hero Neshef means the night. Who the Chassid says in Pasuk, but Nesha Be'erev Yoyim, Nesha means when the day gets dark. Be'ish and Laila Va'afela. So you see, Nesha means when the day gets dark. So there's a steer over here. At one point, the Pasuk says, Chatzos Laila Akum Lahadus Loch. It says, wake up at Chatzos. Other Pasuk says, Ketam to Be'Nesha. So more than a few Terutzim. Om Rav Yishaya, Om Rav Acha. One of the Terutzim is like this. Hach Kamar. Ma'oilom Le'ovar Alay Chatzos Laila V'Shina. Of course, he tried to wake up beginning of the night. But let me tell you one thing, Zok David HaMelech. I never woke up past Chatzos. So it doesn't mean he woke up at Chatzos. He never woke up past Chatzos. Sometimes he woke up a lot of times earlier, but he never woke up past Chatzos. That's one time. Rav Zeri Omer, Ad Chatzos Laila V'Snamnim. He never really went to sleep at night. He just dozed off Kesus, which means never more than a half hour, 60 Nimen, Shishim Nimen, which means a half hour, if you saw him Shatim. He never slept more than a half hour at a time until Chatzos, and that's why it's called Kedamti. He really didn't go to sleep. And at Chatzos, he got up for good. He got up Ka'ari, Lahoido Islach. Rav Ashi Amar, Ad Chatzos, Laila Oisik V'Divrei Torah. Until Chatzos, he learned Torah. After that, he was kadam akum lahoido islach to praise Hashem. That's what it means. He stood up from his Torah and went lahoido islach to sing shiris ishbachis to Hashem. Third thing, marakashav a neshav ortu is the neshav the evening, the night. Haneshav tzafru, neshav the morning. The chassid says in the pasuk, vayakim David, talking about a war with David, vayakim David, and neshav ad erev lemakrosam from the morning today. Till tomorrow evening. My love, mitzafra v'alayla. Doesn't it mean from the morning until night? So I'm alone. I'm urta from today's evening about urta tomorrow's evening. My neshav ha'erev al-chmaros means from today night till tomorrow night. Yehochi, lichtav my neshav al-neshav. Let it say the same lashon. My neshav al-neshav, my erev al-erev. Why does it say my neshav ad-erev? Elam Rava, shrei neshvihava. Of course, in this passage, neshav means the morning, but neshav can mean two things. Neshef Laila Vashi Yamama either can mean that Neshef means it's going away. The Laila goes away and the day comes. Or Neshef Yamama Vashi Laila, or the day goes away and the night comes. Neshef just means a Lashon of moving away. And it brings a Raya from a Lashon Apostolic, Linchef Medukta, jumped out of its place. You find also by the Gira Nasha Lashon, like that, Buka, the Atma, the Shaf. The Shaf means it jumped out of its place. So the night moves away and the day comes, or the day goes away and the night comes. So Neshef can mean either thing. How do you know Kedamti v'Neshef maybe means he woke up in the morning there by David HaMelech? If Neshef can mean either one, so how do you know it means he woke up at night? Zochta Ma'ashah, because saying wake up in the morning is just a chiddush. You say someone wakes up with a shachar, it's not a chiddush. So therefore we know Kedamti v'Neshef means the night. Frek the Gemara, Dov Miav Yoda, Palga, Delilah, Amos. The Dov know when Chatzos Halayla is. Hashta Moshe Rabbeinu Levi Yoda. Ma'adach Moshe Rabbeinu was even a bigger chacham than David HaMelech. He didn't know when Chatzos was. The Chsiv, it says that when he came to tell Pari about Makas Bechayr, it says, Kach Chatzos Halayla, near Yitzhak Mitzrayim. It says, around Chatzos. My Kach Chatzos. Ilim Domolei Kutcha Briku Chatzos. If it means Hashem told him Kach Chatzos. Mi'ikas Fek Kamishmai. Hashem didn't have a suffix when he's doing Makas Bechayr. Elo de Amalei, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Bachatzos. Va'asa Iu, and he came and said, Va'ama Kachatzos. And he said, Kachatzos, he didn't want to say Bachatzos because he didn't want to look like a liar. And therefore he said Kachatzos because he wasn't 100% sure. Alma Mesafgale. So how did David know? With David Aviyada, and David knew. Zakti Gemara, David Simona Havale. David had a simon. And he knew exactly when Chatzos was. Omar of Acha Babizda, Omar of Shimon, Chasida, Kino have a totally lamayla mitosoy shal David. David had on top of his mita a certain instrument called a kino, either it's a harp or a lyre. V'kimen shagia Chatzos laila. When it came Chatzos, so at Chatzos there's always the ruach tzefoynis, north wind blows. And exactly chatzos, Hashem makes that the wind, the north wind blows by itself, and it came and it blew into the harp. He knew how to set it up the right way, that was facing north, northern side, that the wind blew in it. And when Nagim Eilof and started playing music, and he knew right away he has to get up. It's an alarm clock. Some of the Rishonim, Rav Haigoyin, even Rav Raz brings that from Haigoyin, was it was like a type of clock, like a water clock, some of a clock that worked in a way that, you know, with Derech HaChokma, it wasn't a nace. Other Rishonim say it was a nace. Miyado Imid Va'isi V'Tayra. Right away he got up and learned Tayra Asha Allah Amud HaShachar until the morning. Kimin Sha'Allah Amud HaShachar. And the Achronim speak out, this didn't happen every day. It happened one time. The Chacham Yisrael came into him. Klai Yisrael doesn't have panasa. What's the problem? Go to the rich people and get money. The marshal is a small little handful doesn't fill the Ari, doesn't satiate the Ari. Here also, the Ashiris is not enough to be maspia to give enough food for all the aniyim. The ena bar masvala mechuyasei. Another mashal that a bar, if you take out the dirt, you can't refill the same dirt. Always loses some dirt. So from within, we don't have enough money. Omalem lechu pishtu deichem megedud. Go, bring an army and go to the either the Amalekim or the Plishtim. I'm not sure what we're talking about. Go get from go get from the goyim. Go get. You know, booty, go get stuff from them to be able to support yourself. They go to Achitayfel to find out what the best way to go to war is, you know, the best strategy. They go to Sanhedrin to ask them Rishus and to Vidavim for them. And they ask the Urim Tumim if it's Rimat Sliach. And the Gemara now afterwards is going to tell you in the Psukim how you know this order. You go first to Achitayfel, then you go to Sanhedrin, then you go to Urim Tumim. Back upon him, David Melech woke up in the morning and they took him to the Tzarchi Amcha and he sent him to go to war. So obviously this wasn't every day that they asked him, there's no money, go to war every day. It wasn't the case. It happened one time that in the morning that this would happen.